It's Kiss 92 and it's time once again for Doctors in the House. Yeah. And this month is all about living gracefully into our 50s.
That's right. You know, of course, I've got to say something about it.
Yeah.
You know, when you hit your 50s, you got to take care of your heart. And here to tell us more is Dr. Dinesh Nair, interventional cardiologist from Mount Elizabeth Hospital.
Hey, wow. Another Nair in the house.
Yes.
Welcome aboard, Doc.
So, Doc, how does anxiety, chest pain feel? I mean, let's talk a little bit about anxiety, right? Can it cause a heart attack? How does it feel like?
So there's a little bit of an overlap with this. If you had a heart attack, what happens is you've got death of part of the heart muscle. That's because there's no blood supply to the heart muscle for a prolonged period of time, and the heart muscle doesn't have oxygen, and it dies off. Mm. You get pain.
Mm.
With anxiety, you can get a lot of the symptoms that seem like heart attacks, but may not quite be that. And the difficulty here is trying to tease out which one it is. Very often, you can do a bit of that yourself at home. You know, if you've had a stressful situation, your heart pounds away for a little while, and then it goes off fairly quickly, then that might be anxiety. But if it was associated with other symptoms like crushing chest pain, tightness in your chest, pain going down your arm to your jaw, then it's more likely to be kind of heart-related as well. So can anxiety lead to a heart attack? It can, because stress is a major cause of it. But can a heart attack cause you anxiety? Of course it can, because you're distressed because you're having something bad going on.
So it's all linked up together in a very complex way. Jeez. I think I'm a walking heart attack, you know. It's just a matter of time, because I'm old and I got the anxiety.
That's true.
Should I go see a cardiologist?
But you got no stress, why? Because you hardly work. So it's okay. You're all right.
You know, I think
I'll allow the doctor to tell me whether I'm all right, Maddie.
I was on the show 3 or 4 years ago, and I told you, I think you should go see a heart doctor.
Right.
At some point.
Saw him and you just knew?
No, he asked me. He wants to go swimming and running marathons and stuff like
that. Yeah.
Have you done that?
No, I've been doing the swimming, but I had never went and saw a cardiologist.
Just to get a check to make sure you're good to go and go to the next level.
Because I do look like I would have a heart attack, right?
So I wouldn't need to have any symptoms to, you know, go and see a cardiologist. I should just go anyway.
Okay. Everyone should have some sort of a checkup. The very basic thing is to do a set of blood tests to look for all kinds of stuff.
Ah. Yeah.
Cholesterol, you can do that in your teens.
Right.
Checking your cholesterol in your teens tells you how you're going to get when you hit 20, 25 years of age.
Mm.
Some people have familial high cholesterol.
Right.
And you don't know it. You look fit as hell. We've had patients come through who run marathons.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got 100% blocks in them, 40 years of age.
Wow.
You know, but what they've done is they've conditioned themselves to get past it. Now, if we had detected this in their 20s that the cholesterol was high, we could have treated it at that time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What do you think about it, doctor? A lot of deaths are caused by heart problems, right? If not most deaths.
Majority.
So it's something that you should really be checking out on a regular basis, right?
He always talks, but he doesn't walk the talk. You know, that's it. And then it'll be another 3 years. You'll be back here, and he still would not have done that test.
I'm going.
Yeah,
we'll make an appointment after the show.
We shall see. Don't be like Jason Johnson. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Dinesh Nair today. You can WhatsApp 8111 7777 or simply log on to mountelizabeth.com.sg.